And welcome back to the Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with consumer advocate Randall Rickman, as well as your local financial coach right there in your area, John Kelly, the president of Kelly Financial Services based in Hickory Hills. If you're in the Chicago area and need help taking a second look at your retirement plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, the number to call is 800-477-1135. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, kid. How you doing, brother?
Hello, John.
How you doing, Randy? How are things?
We're great.
Now, let's take a look to start off today with stages of retirement planning, because when we talk about retirement planning, this is not a sit down for 20 minutes and you're done. It's part of a process, and the sooner you get it started, the better. So let's take a look at various points in the retirement planning process and see what we should be looking at as part of that planning process at various points. Starting off, when you're 15 years from your expected retirement date. So for most people, that's going to be probably in their early 50s. What are the main financial issues that you should be focusing on in your retirement planning?
Well, kid, what we do is we sit down here with our clients is the first thing is obviously you got to put together a budget and then know where you're at. Know what your monthly income needs are, or try to get as close to that as possible. You know, find out how much you're going to need. Hopefully your mortgage will be paid off by then. Hopefully you maybe got the end of the student loans coming up, get the kids paid off. So now you're basically focusing on you and your wife or your spouse as far as your retirement. And that's generally where most people save for their own retirement is like 50 to 65. I said usually the houses are pretty much hopefully paid off or getting close to it. You know, the kids' college loans are paid off. And then put that budget in place. And have a goal. Okay, figure out how much you need on a monthly basis. And then sit down and do an actual income flow. Find out where your money's going to come from in retirement. For most Americans, Social Security is going to make up a chunk of it. For some people that are lucky enough, you might have traditional pensions. You know, other people are going to have their 401ks, their 403bs, or other kind of IRA accounts, maybe Roth accounts. But the thing is to figure out how do we structure that where we can actually get an income stream to get that monthly income we need on a monthly basis. Because like we say to our clients, I mean, there's no better peace of mind in retirement knowing when your checkbook gets down to zero on the 30th of every month, you know that it's getting filled back up again on the 1st. For most people, kid, like you saw yourself and guys, it's running out of money is the biggest fear Americans have today in retirement. So understand where you sit in the ballgame and what are you going to do to put aside for your own retirement.
Now, once we get a little bit closer, say 10 years out from retirement, now we're starting to get into the planning stage, like the true planning portion. So how should the focus change from that general perspective to more specific?
Well, again, what are you actually doing? What is your current plan? What do you have in place? I mean, do you have a 401k at work? I mean, are you doing anything outside of work like IRA accounts, Roth accounts, any other tax-deferred vehicles that you're putting into like IULs, things like that? So understand where you're at. And for most people, it's time to start decreasing the risk in your portfolio because usually people, I mean, when you're coming in your late 50s, early 60s, you're on the five-yard line. You know, you really can't afford a fumble like we did in 08 or even after 9/11 where the markets dropped 40% in a year. I mean, that has a significant impact on your retirement date. Because if you're at $500,000 and you lose 40% like pretty much what happened in 08, it takes a long time to come back from that. So generally speaking, it takes about 6 years. So understand where you're at in the ball game and try to decrease that risk as we come closer to the goal line, which is our retirement date.
So that's when you start thinking about when you possibly want to retire and maybe do a few course corrections depending on what you're seeing at that time. So now we get 5 years out. Are we going to see more course corrections at this point?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, the closer we get to that date, the less risk we have or should be having. You know, a lot of American companies today, once you go over the magic age of 59 and a half, they allow you to do what we call an in-service rollover, especially if you have 401k plans. So understand where we're at in the ballgame there. So try to protect that asset. So if you can, if your company allows it, roll them 401ks or retirement plans into IRAs where you control it, you control what the investment is, and now going forward, you're eliminating that risk. You still contribute to your plan for the next 3 to 4 years, especially if you're getting company matching and all that good stuff, but at least you're protecting a big bulk of the asset.
Well, the number to call to reach John Kelly and sit down and go through some of these stages, make sure that you're on the right track. The number is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. 877-1135. Now, John, we're talking about 5-year spans here, but when you're planning for retirement, we're not saying that you should be meeting with a financial plan only once every 5 years, right?
Absolutely not. I mean, you should sit down with your guy. Obviously, the closer we get to retirement, the more frequently you're going to have to meet with your advisor, especially coming up towards that date. But generally speaking, once, twice a year, or at least have phone conversations or email conversations, take a look, see where you're at, what your goals are, and if you're meeting them goals, and how close you are to basically attaining them goals. I mean, that's the biggest thing. It's just constant review and just focusing on your goals, making sure you're meeting them.
Now, when we're talking about goals, once we get to the day of retirement, there are a few things that folks need to have figured out already, not start planning them on the day that you retire, like, bye, I'll see you later, work, and let me go plan my retirement. So what are the sorts of things that people need to have already set in motion by the day that they retire?
Well, they need to know what their income sources are going to be and where they're going to come from. Like I said, if it's Social Security, when am I going to take my Social Security? I mean, you're eligible at 62 to take it, but that's not necessarily, you know, the right way to do it. So take advantage of some of the strategies that are out there when it comes to filing for your benefits. If you're going to have a pension, know what that is. You know, if you do not have a pension, what are your other sources of income? Is it your 401k? Is it your 403bs? Is it annuities? Is it CDs at the bank? Where are we going to fill these income gaps or the shortfalls? Try to get serious about eliminating any remaining debt that you have. I mean, if you have a couple of, you know, credit cards, let's get them paid off. You know, if you have car loans that are high interest rates, let's get them paid off. So try to go into retirement with as little debt as possible is probably the best way to start. So focus then, if you said paying your property tax, putting food on the table, you know, your daily maintenance bills that you have to pay. So the more cash flow you have, obviously, the better you're going to be.
Well, the number to call as a reminder to reach John Kelly is 800-477-1135. Today is the perfect opportunity because, John, you have a weekly offer that you make available to radio listeners, right?
Absolutely. Any one of our clients or any one of our listeners out there that want to come in, we'll sit down, we'll do a complete income plan for you. We'll do the Social Security Maximization Report, and we also give them a copy of The Retirement Miracle. It's a book by Patrick Kelly on tax-free retirement income, and I think that's what a lot of our clients like, is just to show, hey, listen, nobody likes paying taxes, especially when you're in retirement. So let's show how we can get some tax-free income coming into the household on a monthly basis to keep the money in our pockets and not send it off to the government.
The number is 800-477-1135. Now, everyone's situation is different, and this is why it's so important to, one, get a customized approach, and two, start that approach as early as possible. You want to sit down, get that no obligation, absolutely free consultation of where you stand now so that you can put together a plan that gets you not just to retirement, but through retirement. Give John Kelly a call so he can help you retire successfully. All you have to do to get the help you need is make one phone call, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. We'll be talking more with John in just a few minutes. So stay with us here on the Financial Safari.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. Let's talk this week about our buying formula for flips. Now, whether we're talking about wholesaling or rehabbing, there's a formula that most investors use to determine how much they can really pay and still make money. The most common formula, and I want you to write this down because it's important, is 70% times your ARV, which is your after repaired value, and I'll determine that in a minute, minus your renovation costs. So let's do some quick math here. Say you have a property that you think you can sell for $100,000 and it's gonna take you $20,000 to repair. So 70% times $100,000 is what? $70,000 minus the $20,000 in repairs, and we are at $50,000 is our maximum allowable offer. So that means if you're gonna buy this property, you need to start negotiating lower than that so that you can move up a little bit. There's a little wiggle room in that offer price. This is the most you want to pay for a property. This makes it almost impossible to lose money, assuming your numbers are correct and assuming nothing crazy happens. This is by far the best way to get into properties. Way too many newbies get into investing, they watch a TV show, they pay way too much, and they lose money, and it really hurts. They lose their shirt a lot of times. I see it happen all the time. So, once again, the buy-in formula for you to use for a flip, 70% times ARV, after repaired value, that is what the property is worth after you've fixed it, obviously, minus repairs. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.